It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Democrats in the state assembly took an unusual move in opposition to a new campaign finance law last night. The entire caucus recused itself from the vote, citing a statute that bars public officials from taking action that affects their financial interests.
The law would raise contribution limits to candidates, among other changes that would likely increase the amount of money spent in elections and on issue advocacy. The assembly also voted last night to dismantle the bipartisan Government Accountability Board.
Here with us now is Jesse O'Poyan, state government reporter at the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So you were on site last night at the Capitol as the assembly looked at a bunch of elections-related legislation. What happened last night?
Well, I guess the good news is they could have gone till 11 p.m. and they didn't. But last night, the assembly voted to approve two bills. One of them would reshape the state's campaign finance laws, and the other sort of dismantles and overhauls the Government Accountability Board into two separate commissions that would oversee ethics and election laws.
And there was a bit of drama last night between Republicans and Democrats, primarily over campaign finance bills that were up for votes. And there was something, it sounds like, pretty unusual that happened in that the Democrats recused themselves from a vote. What happened there?
Yeah, that's right. Sort of midway through the debate, after they'd talked about amendments and right before they started debating the final passage of the bill, Representative Corey Mason got up and said that he felt that the bill could have a substantial financial impact on him and his campaign committee, so he needed to recuse himself, and that set off that was clearly a planned effort, but every single Democrat got up one by one and sort of gave the same speech or variations on it, announcing that they would not be voting on it.
Has there been any precedent for a similar recusal that you're aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of, and not that anyone that I talked to last night could think of off the top of their head.
And what was the Republican response to this recusal?
It's pretty uniformly annoyed, I would say. A lot of Republicans accused them of pulling a stunt, making a mockery of the process. Speaker Robin Voss said he'd never been so disappointed in members of the minority. His argument and the argument of a couple others is that, you know, there are a lot of bills that affect legislators or affect their families or affect their hometowns one way or another, and this could, you know, set a precedent to say, well, you'd have to recuse yourself on almost everything you're voting on based on this. You'd have to recuse yourself on the state budget or, you know, something that would affect funding that, you know, might be tied to your hometown, anything like that. And the other argument, I guess, is that if they do recuse themselves, you could never make any changes to campaign finance law.
Yeah, I was following this a bit on Twitter last night as it unfolded, and at one point, Democrat Peter Barca tried to make a comment on it, and a Republican replied, "You can't talk, you're recused." It sounds as though it got pretty heated.
It did. It did get a little heated. That was sort of as things were drawing to a close, and Speaker Voss was talking, and Peter Barca asked if he could ask a question, and he was silenced on that, noted that he had already been recused, and he shouted back a little bit later that, you know, his recusal didn't take away that his right to ask a question. And there's a little bit of shouting.
Now let's go over a bit what the bill contains. What are the changes that would be made under this bill?
Sure. So the bill would it would double contribution limits for state and local offices. It would allow candidates to work very closely to coordinate with advocacy groups that don't have to say where their money's coming from. It would also allow corporations and unions to give money sort of on equal levels to political parties and campaign committees. The argument in favor of it is it's sort of bringing things up to speed with a lot of the recent court rulings, both at the state and at the federal level, governing some of these campaign finance rules that Wisconsin's code just doesn't really line up with anymore.
What did you think about what the Democrats had to say about the substance of these bills? We know that they were objecting to aspects of it in their recusal, that they didn't want to vote yesterday, but what did they say about their opposition and why they were opposed?
Sure, the opposition is, they believe that, I think especially sort of the three combined, will create an environment, sort of a perfect storm, to allow the influence of money in politics to expand significantly. The common theme that you kept hearing was that this opens the door for corruption. You know, if more money is coming in from corporations or from entities that don't have to disclose it, and if the board, the accountability board that oversees all of these rules is going through changes, you know, maybe the watchdog isn't there to the same degree to make sure that corruption isn't happening. And then I know we're going to talk about the John Doe law, that factors into it too.
We're talking with the Capital Times' Jesse O'Poin right now, and looking at action on several elections-related bills last night at the Capitol. And you mentioned John Doe, so let's go there next, Jesse. So this is one that had already cleared the Assembly initially. How did this one come into play last night?
So this one had to be discussed again a little bit last night because of some procedural issues between the Assembly and the Senate. But what the bill does is sort of alter the scope and the way that John Doe investigations can be implemented. So it limits, so these, you know, secret John Doe investigations could only be conducted for the most severe felonies and some violent crimes. And the Democratic objection to that is that it could no longer cover things like campaign finance and ethics violations.
And what did the Senate want changed about the Assembly version?
Well, what ended up happening was the Assembly refused to message their version over to the Senate the night before, and the Senate had its midnight vote. So it was not changes in substance. It was just changes in getting the versions to line up.
So nothing of substance in the bill changed, but it had to be brought up one more time.
Right.
Well, finally, let's take a look at changes to the Government Accountability Board. This has been another very hot topic in the legislature. What was the latest from last night there?
Yeah, so this one the current board is, you know, it oversees both ethics and elections laws, and it's governed by a board of nonpartisan retired judges. So this new model would split it into two boards, one overseeing election law, one overseeing ethics rules. The appointees on those boards would be bipartisan, so they would have partisan affiliations, but they would be balanced out between Democrats and Republicans. One of the big takeaways I think that Democrats objected to on this is that the board would have to seek approval from the Joint Finance Committee in order to conduct any investigations that cost more than $25,000. So Democrats were concerned that they could be asking for money for investigations from the people that could potentially be under investigation.
Right. That was one point that came up last night. What else, what other shape did that debate take last night about the Government Accountability Board?
I think the other argument against it from the Democratic side was that these commissions would, to a degree, not have a lot of power. I guess they would be toothless watchdogs, toothless lapdogs, they say, rather than watchdogs. A lot of the conversation circled back to the caucus scandal in the 2000s, and you know, that was back when there were those two boards then, and you know, the model changed sort of as a result of that. So Democrats were asking, why go back to that? They argued that this would usher us back into that age. You know, Republicans say it's been a failed experiment. It had good intentions, but it's not doing the things it's supposed to do. It's not following its policies. It's not setting its policies, and it's time for a new model.
And again, just checking out Twitter last night, it looked as the Republican John Nygren had objections to the way the media in Wisconsin had handled Government Accountability Board coverage. What did he say?
Yeah, he specifically praised the National Review, maybe in the Wall Street Journal, who have a lot of their reporting on this has been done through their editorial pages. So that's coming from an opinionated perspective, but they've been breaking some news on it. And he called them out and praised them and was critical of state level media and the way that they treated it, thought that state reporters had maybe been a little too kind to the GAB.
And what is the reception likely to be like in the Senate, Jesse?
Well, it's still a little unclear how things are looking in the Senate. they're looking for changes on the GAB. Some Republicans would like to see a model that maybe includes some of those retired judges, maybe along with some of the citizen appointees. And their campaign finance is a little more unclear. We know that there's things that they're looking to change, but we don't exactly know what they are. But there's a committee vote on both of the bills this afternoon that'll maybe give us a little more insight on that.
Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Jesse O'Poyne, state government reporter at the Capital Times, about votes in the state assembly last night on elections law.